Highmore, South Dakota's Emily Peterson took part in the 2025 Cattle Industry Summer Business Meeting earlier this month, hearing proposals from beef checkoff contractors aimed at driving demand for beef. As a director with the South Dakota Beef Industry Council and the Federation of State Beef Councils, Peterson serves on the Nutrition and Health Committee, which supports both research and promotion of beef's nutrient profile.
Whether it's engaging in nutrition conversations, educating medical and health professionals on the benefits of beef and beef production, or promoting beef and its role in a healthy and sustainable diet, as well as kind of promoting beef's inclusion in dietary recommendations as well with dietitians.
The committee reviewed authorization requests, or ARs, seeking checkoff funding for nutrition-based programs. One came from the Northeast Beef Promotion Initiative, a contractor working in the densely populated northeastern U.S. Peterson reports the group requested support to continue engaging medical, diet, and health professionals and promoting beef's role in a healthy, sustainable diet at every life stage, including youth.
It's been good to see how some of those dollars are used to educate as well as promote beef as a source of protein for a lot of those student athletes as well as collegiate athletes as well.
Another request from beef checkoff contractor NCBA sought funding for nutrition research and education, ensuring beef's inclusion in dietary guidelines. Final funding decisions will be made this fall based on merit, budget, and alignment with the beef industry long-range plan. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Beef Industry Council.